Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is July 7th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Citizen AI, Football Metrics, AI and Literature, AI Dubbing. Citizen AI. French AI company Mistral has launched an initiative aimed at making the progress of artificial intelligence more citizen-friendly through various projects. Criticizing big tech companies, Mistral highlights how their AI products often function as a one-size-fits-all solution, a black box for users. This approach, they argue, fails to address both short-term and long-term state needs, making society dependent on these closed systems developed by distant, massive corporations. Mistral emphasizes AI's significant and lasting impact on not just companies, but governments and societies as well. Collaborating with countries like France, Luxembourg, and Singapore, Mistral aims to help governments strategically use AI to transform public services, drive innovation, and ensure competitiveness. Football metrics. In the world of football, algorithms are making predictions long before the final whistle. The concept of expected goals, or XG, offers a fresh perspective on the game. This statistical measure indicates the quality of scoring opportunities, as in a scenario where a team might perform at 3.5 XG but only score one actual goal. Calculating these expected goals requires advanced computing systems that track players and their shots on target during matches. Initially, companies entering this data market hired students to analyze game videos, record shots, and player positions. Brentford, an English club, was a pioneer in this field, using XG to secure undervalued players, contributing to their rise to the Premier League. AI and Literature. Alexandre Dumas, renowned for his brilliant creativity, was far from the image of a solitary genius. Instead, the creator of The Three Musketeers developed a sophisticated system for his prolific writing, relying heavily on the diligent groundwork of his assistants. Dumas worked with 52 assistants, with Auguste Jules Maquet being the most famous collaborator. Together, they co-authored several plays and 19 novels. Dumas employed a three-stage process: concept, drafting, and refinement, enabling swift and high-quality output. This method now serves as a model for collaboration between humans and AI text generators, illustrating a harmonious blend of human creativity and AI efficiency. AI dubbing. A new Swedish science fiction film is taking dubbing to an entirely new level, thanks to AI. Using a technique called immersive dubbing, English dialogues in the film UFO Sweden appear as if they were originally shot in English. This involves synchronizing lip movements, facial expressions, and dialogues into a seamless experience. The result is astonishingly convincing, yet it brings up questions about the future of traditional dubbing. This method, utilizing deepfake-like technology, allows actors to perform in new languages, with AI handling the rest by adjusting facial and jaw movements digitally. While the technology offers creative flexibility and international reach, it has faced criticism, especially in countries with a strong dubbing tradition. Concerns about job losses, cultural identity, and legal rights are prevalent as the industry grapples with these advancements. Despite being impressive, the system still struggles with certain scenes and requires extensive preparation. As this technology evolves, the industry must address these challenges responsibly. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.